Hey there, this is Steve Horsman with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks for watching today. Today's video is all about living on the edge. It's about living on your sexual edge. I want to talk about edginess because it's a key for men's future. I like to say that the way a man is living his sex and romance life is really a metaphor for how he's living the rest of his life. I came out here to an edge to show you what edginess looks like. I'm out here in my backyard. I call it my backyard. It really belongs to the government. But I'm out here on an edge. I'm out here in Roosevelt National Forest, and I came to the edge of this rock here, and I'm leaning way out to show you what an edge looks like. I've got three dogs here. I hope none of them fall off the cliff. But I want to talk about edginess. I want to talk about what it feels like to get those butterflies in your stomach of excitement and fear. A little bit of trepidation, knowing that you're pushing an envelope you don't normally push. When I talk to guys who are not pushing their edge in the sex and romance department, they tell me things like, well, she's not in the mood much anymore. She says she doesn't need sex. She's really not a sexual woman. And we're kind of reaching that phase, I guess, where everybody has less intimacy, less affection, less sex. And they also tell me at work that they're not pushing it as hard either. They kind of show up. They know they're worth more. They could make more. They don't like the job they're in. They aren't as bold with their friends. They're not setting up as many adventures as they used to. And to me, it all starts with the edginess in your sexuality. I'm not saying you have to be a sexual rock star to have a good life. But what I'm saying is that when a man is starting to feel that he's losing his edge in the sex and romance department in his marriage or long-term relationship, it means that he's losing confidence in himself. He's losing confidence in his own value. And what does edginess look like? If you were more edgy in your marriage or your long-term relationship when it came to sex and romance, you would be less apologetic. You would feel less shame about the fact that you're still a young, virile, hot-blooded man who enjoys affection, intimacy, touch, romance, kissing, hugging, and good sex. You wouldn't be afraid to say that out loud. Yet we still make excuses for, well, you know, she's not feeling well and she's got the kids, or, well, you know, her parents are in town. And we tend to make excuses for other people's impact that they have on our life. We tend to allow another person's mood that we've projected on them. We project on women that they're in a bad mood or unhealthy or not sexual, and we accept that as the truth. And then we dummy down our own expectations and our own sexual energy. We lose our edge. So what does it look like if you are edgy? What does it look like if you're an unapologetically sexual man? You say things you don't normally say. You might say that, you know what, I'm really horny today. I feel like having sex with you. You turn me on. I find you incredibly attractive. You might say something maybe dirtier. I won't go into dirty talk on this video, but a man who's lost his sexual edge doesn't even use the word sex, S-E-X. He doesn't even say the word because he knows it kind of gets her a little pressured. It makes her uncomfortable. And so he loses his edge. He dummies down or waters down his own sexuality in an effort to keep the peace, not rock the boat, to try to please other people. And what I want to encourage you is to not lose your sexual edge. There's a way you can be sexual and unapologetically attracted without being a jerk, without being an asshole. You can do that. But the decision to play small is what's going to make you play small in other aspects of your life. And there's some signs I can give you, right? And when I give you advice, right, when I give you any of my opinions, you should know that I'm coaching a younger version of myself, right? Anything I tell you, I tell myself, and I've been through. So when I tell you to stop with the porn, stop with the masturbation, stop with the isolation, stop with the feeling like your life is crumbling and you're not in charge anymore, I'm talking to myself. I'm talking to myself. And even today, I'm talking to myself every day. Why do I do this? I do this because coaches who do what I do are actually trying to heal a part of themselves that isn't fixed yet. I've come a long way, and I've helped a lot of men come a long way, but we're not there yet. We need continual reinforcement, continuous support, continuous encouragement to push our edge and to call each other out on our bullshit. And today I'm calling us all out on losing our sexual edge, coming from a place of fear and shame or inadequacy or self-doubt. That's showing up everywhere else in your life, I guarantee it, if you look hard enough. I want to talk a little bit about the retreat coming up. The Confident Man Ranch Retreat is designed for this very topic. It's designed to help you push this edge, right? It's designed to help you learn the difference between taking a ride on top of a horse and learning to ride a horse. That's the difference between the world happening to you and you happening to the world. It's about leadership. It's about intentional, conscious, deliberate leadership of where you're going and what you want, and expressing yourself in ways that are edgy and scary and unapologetic. This is the way a man creates the life that he wants. This much I know. So when I invite you to this ranch retreat, I know it could sound salesy, right? It could sound salesy and I'm pushing you to come spend money at this retreat. That's like saying putting a price up on the gas sign is salesy. If you need gas, you need gas. At this phase in life, if you're in your late 30s, mid 40s, or even mid 50s like I am, your tank is running dry and you need gas. Where do you get fuel? Where do you get the fuel you need to propel your life further? Because we've got two or three more decades to go. The answer is you get that with other men. You're never going to get the fuel you need to find your edge from the women in your life. They should be the object of your desire, the object of your attraction, but they are not the source of your fuel. They're not the source of your ambition, your motivation, and also that sense of brotherhood and connection you can only have with other men. That's why I do this. I sell these retreats because I believe in them. I'm going if there's only one guy there because I get as much out of these things as you do. I promise. I design these so I love them. I design them so I go, holy crap, this is amazing. And that's why I want you to come with me. That's why I'm being so salesy, because it's going to be amazing. There's a link to the ranch retreat page, the landing page, so you can see more about it. In fact, it's been recently designed. I can't wait for you to see it. But sexual edginess. Let me end the video back on the content I wanted to give you. Sexual edginess is important because how you show up in your sex and romantic life is a metaphor and an indicator of how you're showing up everywhere else. When we go to porn, when we go to masturbation and isolation, and we start playing small, that affects every part of our life, every part of our psyche. And we start whining and complaining and blaming. And believe me, again, I know, I've been there. That's me, brother. So that's why I want you to push the sexual edginess thing. I know how scary it is. I know the reaction that you might get may be something that you're not ready to address. You don't know how to respond when you start pushing the envelope of your sexual value and power. And that's what you'll learn at the retreat. And that's what I help men understand. And one thing I can promise you, once you go there, once you get a taste of what it's like to live on the edge, you'll never go back. So that's all I have for you today. Steve Horsman reporting from the edge. Have a great day. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.